Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610 on this Reaction Monday. And I was listening to the game. If you ain't hear me earlier, I was listening to the game on the Odyssey app, as you should. I feel like Mark Vandermeer and Andre Ware are super entertaining. And this one kind of had the internet going nuts because I felt like I was the only one talking about it at the time. And so I had to hit my man Chris Santiago up to get this highlight because I'm at home. I ain't had time to get this audio. I'm like, hey, please send me that because he was doing the highlights.
Yeah.
And he ended up sending it to me.
And then you were an influencer. You got people looking in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm like, I got to post this. So it pretty much went nuts. Like, I think ML football?
ML football posted it. Yeah.
Oh, one of them aggregators got you?
Yeah.
He said Figgy Fig. Courtesy of Figgy Fig.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. So the clip I posted was just kind of the shorter clip.
Mm-hmm.
They actually left a couple words off what Andre Ware said. So we've been playing.
But you can't say that on the radio.
Really?
Oh, never mind. You meant different words. My bad.
Yeah. So this was actually the full clip, and a lot of people were upset, and people were asking like, "Dang, I know he had to go off when the other couple starts."
Mm-hmm.
I think he explained why, and this kind of why it makes sense. Why he? I guess he didn't really. I guess in the other audios, mm-hmm. he didn't really care about Tunsil going off.
Here's the give, and they blow the play dead. Looks like a false start on the Texans. Let's find out who.
Before the snap, false start. Offense, number 78. It's a 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
He got it out of the way early. Laramie Tunsil.
It's every week, though. I mean, you're a Pro Bowl player. There's no excuse for that. None.
So that was the first part.
Hold on. Can we isolate? Because it sounded like he's about to start the grind to beat. I need that. It does sound like he threw his pen down.
Yeah. He threw something or either hit his.
I don't think it was a palm because, I mean, Andre Ware, like, he played football. Yeah, he was a quarterback.
Yeah, he threw something.
He got a big enough hand. I feel like that was a pen going straight into the deck.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounded like. But this is the other part of that clip that wasn't played.
Back to the 15 we go. 8:28 to go, first quarter. Texans down 7-0, driving.
Honestly, I don't know why I get upset about it anymore. I should have come to expect it.
Stroud in the gun.
So I think that's I think that's why he wasn't really upset in the other clips.
Yeah, yeah.
Man,
God bless Andre Ware.
Man, he went through all of the stages.
Yeah, he did.
And he went through all of just acceptance.
Honestly, I don't know why I get upset about it.
He got there.
I should have come to expect it.
He got there.
Stroud in the gun.
That's right.
And
yeah.
Vandermeer's like, anywho.
Just keep it moving, man.
Anywho.
Yeah.
He like, hey, buddy, I'm in that building with him every day.
Right.
I don't need that smoke.
Oh, man. Shout out to Andre Ware, man.
He's the best when he throws a 10. And when it's good, too, he does the...
Yeah,
you know, loud clap and everything. So he's a fan, man.
Yeah, nah, I appreciate that. Yeah. But just hearing how angry he was, it kind of... I had to do a little research on all the angry calls that we hear because a lot of the times these guys are... I don't want to say he's not professional, but sometimes people stay super buttoned up whenever they, you know, mistakes happen and stuff like that. And Andre Ware, you could tell he's really a fan because he's frustrated like us. A lot of people can relate to that. But I went through some angry calls, and the funny part about this is all of this kind of ties into the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these calls I'm about to play,
really?
The Vikings were playing.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So the first one, this is the first angry announcer. This is the game where Brett Favre was actually on the Vikings. He's playing the Saints. And all they needed was a field goal.
Oh, was this the playoff game?
Yeah, and this happened.
I think this was the playoff game.
Brett Favre goes back to pass. He pumps. Now he fires over the middle. Intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. It was intercepted by Tracy Porter.
Yeah.
Near side to the 40. And John Sullivan runs him down at the 47-yard line. You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe what I just saw. But why do you even ponder passing? I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that game.
I respect that so much.
I remember watching that.
I respect that so much because one of the things I absolutely despise, and this is me just being a little bit of a little bit of a jerk in some ways, I hate the announcers that yell into the microphone because everybody's like, oh, look at them getting excited. I'm like, no, look at them being unprofessional, man. Always, you're just making loud noises into the microphone. Now it's all clipping and stuff. Keep your voice, you know, measured. You can get louder. You can get frustrated. And that man right there,
he was frustrated.
He was frustrated, but he did not clip.
I like how you said 56-yard field goal. Like, it's just nothing. Yeah. Like, it's a 20-yard field goal.
You said Kaimi back there?
Yeah, but you could hear the veins bursting on his forehead. You could actually hear them swelling on his forehead.
But why do you even ponder passing? I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal. This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
That's so good.
He was so mad.
Sick. He was heated.
Angry announcer number two. This was the Vikings again. This was I think this play actually knocked them out of the playoffs.
Okay.
So they was playing the Cardinals, and McCown threw a game winning touchdown, and this is how it sounded.
Here it is. The season's on the line. Two receivers left and right. McCown takes the snap. He steps up. He's all by himself. Fires into the end zone. Caught!
I respect him. I respect him, man. If you call it, the other team is doing something good. Your team is not necessarily. He gave it that same energy.
No.
He gave it that same energy. He did have to throw some no's in there. It sounded like, what was it? Like Michael Scott. From,
yeah.
No.
Angry announcer number three. Now, this is the Vikings again, man. And I want to say this was a couple years ago because this one was with pretty much this current Vikings team. It was Cousins and Jefferson and all that. And the Vikings just went in on the refs. And they went in on Stephon Gilmore, who was he was playing for the Colts because he took a shot at Justin Jefferson.
This referee called officiating his first Viking game, Trey Blake. I hope you never come back again. Empty snap, another four-man rush, throws left to Jefferson, who's blasted by Stephon Gilmore, who should be thrown out of the game. Stephon Gilmore should be thrown out of the game for that hit. And he's lucky that somebody doesn't come off the sideline and whoop his butt.
Wow.
Hey, yo.
I'll come down from the booth.
Also, just saying whoop his butt in that tenor is hilarious.
Yeah, and whoop his butt.
It's something about the Vikings, man, that just bring the the angry announcers out, man.
I think you're onto something here.
I mean, that franchise has had a lot of sadness over a long period of time.
Yeah. Good gracious.
Here's number four.
All right.
At this point, this is the Vikings game again.
More.
At this point, I feel like they just playing Madden.
Let Jefferson get up.
That's a flag. They threw the flag. Well done. Well done. Well done, you cheaters.
Wow.
They playing the video game at this point.
Accusations of cheating in the game.
Let Jefferson get up.
That's a flag. They threw the flag. Well done. Well done. Well done, you cheaters. Go ahead and keep cheating.
That sounds like me playing Madden.
That's right.
I was just going to say, it sounds like cheating. My two sons when they were playing Madden.
Game cheating.
Are you cheating?
You see me push the button? Game cheating.
You cheating.
I threw it the circle.
Yeah.
Like, they cheating.
Game cheating, bro. Go ahead, hit reset. Nah, we not finishing this game. Game cheating.
Man, they would get into some knockdown dragouts, my two boys, man.
That's how it's supposed to be played.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And he was clapping too. Clapping at man.
Yeah,
he was in
the little Bronx cheer, whatever they call
it. He forgot what he was doing.
That's a flag. That's a flag. Hey, I enjoy that, man. It might not be the most professional broadcast, but sitting on this side, I enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure.
Where I can sit there and laugh.
The moments are great, and I think also the fans appreciate it.
It's entertaining.
And, like, obviously, a broadcaster that can be professional is cool, but there's something visceral about a broadcaster that feels like the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to ask y'all a question. So as a kid, did you ever want to go somewhere and your parents said, nah, I'm not driving you there?
Oh, yeah.
What did you do in that moment? Did you just had to, did you try to walk there, try to catch a bus or get a ride from somebody else? What did y'all do in that moment?
I think I know where you're going with this. So I'm going to say up front, I wasn't this young. I was like 14 or 15, and I was late for my baseball game. I was playing a baseball game, and I borrowed my brother's motorcycle and rode my in my baseball uniform, rode my brother's motorcycle to the game.
Like an actual motorcycle?
Actual motorcycle.
When you say borrowed, did he know it was being borrowed?
No.
Okay, so you stole it. Gotcha. All right. That is very little brother energy. I just borrowed it. No, you didn't. You stole it. There's a difference.
My mom didn't know how to drive. And my dad wasn't home yet, neither was my big brother, whose motorcycle it was, because, you know, that was his weekend kind of fun thing. So I just hopped on that motorcycle, drove to the baseball game.
Sometimes you got to get somewhere.
Well, I think you and this 8-year-old from Ohio might have a lot in common, because she had to go to Target, and she decided to take the keys.
Here's the first look at dash cam footage of her on the road. She's not that good. Police say she drove about 25 minutes before making it into the Target parking lot. Minutes. I know. It was early enough, it looks like, that there weren't a lot of
people
on the road.
She's 8 years old.
She's leaving in and out of lanes. She did admit she struck a mailbox during the ride. I mean, thank goodness it was just a mailbox. Target employees say she spent $400, Greg, shopping around, checked out. She also made a stop at Starbucks to get a Frappuccino.
That little girl's going places.
Yeah, apparently that's where the cops found her enjoying a Frappuccino.
Yeah.
She went on her little
$400.
Spree. Yeah, that was the thing.
That's when what I'm saying. She's going places that way.
I was like, where'd she get $400 from?
That sounded like an episode of Home Alone, man.
They did. Exactly what it was.
I was like, did she also steal her parents' credit card? Yeah. Like, that's
see, now,
wild.
I wasn't 8, and I had driven the motorcycle before. My brother had let me try it around the block a couple of times.
14, 15, that's kind of.
That's different.
Yeah.
8-year-old spending $400 for a Frappuccino and other stuff at Target?
Now, you got some grandkids.
Yes, I do.
What would you do if something like that happened?
I would go berserk if little Natalie yeah.
just decided to take the car. She 8 years old. She tall enough to drive a doggone car. But if she take a car and drive, like, what do you do as a parent?
Well, I'm glad you said as a parent, because as a grandparent, I could never yell at Natalie. So,
see, this is why y'all the problem. This is why y'all the problem.
I would tell her do better next time. But as a parent, you go nuts. You go nuts on them.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she's just living in the long legacy of was it Latarian Milton?
Yeah.
You remember that kid that stole his grandma's car? And then he went and ultimately hit a car later. He him and his friend.
I'm trying to remember. That sounds familiar, but I don't got that one.
I like to do bad things.
Oh,
I like to do hood rat things with my friend. Yeah, man. Yeah. As soon as I saw this, I was like, oh man, she just like him for real. Except she did it. It seemed like she did it in the suburbs because she went and go.
And that was here, right?
She went.
That was in Ohio. That was in Ohio. Okay. It had to be early in the morning because it wasn't really nobody on the road. Roads, mm-hmm. Thank goodness, but man, I think I would have got my ass whooped just off of the $400 alone.
Yeah.
Correct.
What 8-year-old has $400?
Someone who has access to their mom's purse.
Yeah,
and
it
couldn't have been a credit card because the cashier would have like, you're 8 years old. This ain't your credit. You know what I mean?
I think still at the end of the day, I would have still had to make a call like, hey, this 8-year-old got $400.
Yeah. Hold on, I just had a thought. How she spent $400? What was she buying?
That's what it is.
Like, I didn't even think about that because it wasn't groceries. She did not get responsible all of a sudden. It was like, fill up the fridge. Like, nah, she was buying nonsense, wasn't she?
And she got her Frappuccino, so she knew what she was doing.
It's fun to go to do hood rat things with your friends.
It's been a while on that one. I'd forgotten about
16
that.
Years, in fact.
Wow.
Yeah. Goodness. Yeah, if that makes you feel old.
Wow.
So there you go. Figgy's mixtape. announcers in child car theft. That's what you can expect. 1:20 p.m. every weekday here in the loop. Appreciate you, Fig. That was a delight. Some people already were talking about that they needed that laugh after a real disappointing Texans loss, 34-7, that happened yesterday. That was heard here on Sports Radio 610. And coming up next, did this team eat the rat poison? That is the question that we're asking. We'll discuss it next.